thank you for coming all the way to visit.
Oh, thank you for letting us stop by.
It's a
pleasure.
こうやってご招待いただいて嬉しく思っております。
We very much enjoyed your last film. Thank you for letting us screen it. It's beautiful.
そして試写前作君たちはどう生きるかピクサーの方でも試写をね許可していただいて本当にありがとうございました。美しい作品でおめでとうございます。
Beautiful, beautiful.
もう心から美しい作品だとマークさんが。
インサイドヘッドの2。
And congratulations on your part. It's a huge success, the film.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're so excited to be releasing it here in.
やっと日本でね公開ということでワクワクしています。
鈴木敏夫のジブリ汗まみれ。今週は8月1日より全国公開し、全世界興収がアナと雪の女王2を超えアニメーション歴代1位となったディズニー&ピクサー映画インサイドヘッド2のプロモーションで日本に来日されたピクサースタジオの CCO ピート・ドクターさん、監督のケルシー・マンさん、プロデューサーのマーク・ニールセンさんを2馬力にお迎えしてお送りいたします。通訳は大倉よしこさん、出演は他にスタジオジブリの宮崎駿監督、そして鈴木さんです。
非常に知性を要求される映画
ですね。He feels like it demands like the first film, a little bit of intellect on your part.
Yeah.
It's like 鈴木さんは able to learn from things. Because he went in knowing nothing. And he didn't know that the children were Riley, especially had become a teenager.
Oh yes.
It was very intriguing and a fun ride.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
嬉しいです。
僕は一個だけホッケーのことがよくわかんない。
He doesn't know much about hockey, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Pete and I...
You're a fan, right?
Well, Pete and I, we both grew up in Minnesota.
Kelsey さんと Pete さんはミネソタ州出身で、で、アイスホッケー結構盛んなんですけれども、二人とも全くやってらっしゃらなかったそうです。
But we had a lot of animators who play, and that makes all the difference.
でも、with the artists too?アニメーターの中でもでもホッケーやる方いらっしゃったので助けられました。
Yes, they know what they're doing.
We relied a lot on our experts.
まあ彼らをまあエキスパートとして僕らがまあそこ
でホッケーに関しては。
It's like I wanted to see him her do baseball.
Baseball. Maybe inside up three.
あじゃあ三がぜひそのアウも。
どうぞ。
And are you working on something now?
今は何かプロジェクト的には着手してらっしゃるものは
ちょっと開店休業なんですね。
So they're having a little bit of a break right now.
Good.
Yeah, relax. I'm sure it's a very well deserved break. Yeah. You probably don't get a lot of breaks.
たまにはこんだけたくさん私たちに作品を届けてくださっているのだから、時にはお休みをしていただきたいので、それは嬉しいことです。
あのね。実作業に7年かけたんですよ。君たちがどう生きるかは。
So for the boy and the heron, it took 7 years.、
これはね、ジブリとしてはこんなに長かったのは初めて。
Ghibli, this is the longest.、
Oh wow, yeah.
それで言うと、宮さんも疲れたんですけれど。
So of course, there was a lot of toll on Miyazaki.
実はスタッフもかなり疲れました。
But also on the crew, yeah, it was quite arduous.
体力の回復を待ってます。
Experience, so they're all recovering from it right now.
Did I see in the credits that there was someone else helping to direct the animation?
で、アニメーションの監督はなんか他の方の名前もなんかエンドロールで入ってたように見たんですけれども。
でも、それはね、日本でいう作画監督だから。
So it's the 作画 director. So it's the animator.One of the chief animators or animation director, should we say?
Mr. Honda
was an assistant. Yes, he was a great help, he's saying, source of help.
For that film, did you, well, all your films, are you someone who
thinks
and then draws it, or do you think as, like, does it come out through the drawing?
そうですか。ピートさんとしてはやはり伺いたいのが、考えながらその、考えついたものを描かれているのか、描きながら、こう見えてくるのか、どちらなんでしょう？
両方、まだ
混
ざってますね。
Okay.
It's a mix of both.
Yeah. Because I know you board...Storyboard all your own work.
まあ、レコーって全部なさるのは有名な話ですし、
うん、ですからストーリーボードが全部できないうちに作画に入ってみんなが作画に入っちゃいますから。
Ah, but in terms of schedule,
追いかけられながら一生懸命考えてやってるんです。
Even if I haven't finished all the storyboards, the animator will start working. So I have to play catch up, which is very tough.
That's a good motivator. Yeah, yeah, because I know some people who can think and it creates it all in their head and then they draw it.
イメージがはっきり見えたからそれを絵に落とす方もいらっしゃるので周りに。
And then I know other people who need to draw to be able to find out what they're saying.
たくさんこう描かないと自分がじゃあ何を本当に言いたいのかが見えてこないっていう方もいらっしゃいますから、どちらかなって思っていました。
So I was curious.
Both,
yeah.
As you said earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious sometimes.
最後まで僕が一番分かってないです。
And he feels like he's the one who's always confused or unclear about it until the very end.
この映画
が本当に終わるのかどうかはもう神様に任せて。
And whether the film is actually going to be completed, God only knows.
I can relate to that. So other than Suzuki-san, who are the other people who tells you who tell you what the movie is about?
Ah, Suzuki-san 以外にこうなんというかこれはこんなどんな映画なんだろうっていう和風なお話をする相手というのはいらっしゃいますか？スタッフの中で。
いや、みんなそれぞれ自分の仕事を持っている人間たちですから。
All of them have their own work.
あの適当なところからもうしょうがないから作画に入っちゃうんで。
At which point, at some point, they start the sakuga, which is the which starts drawing. So there really isn't any time to be able to discuss like that. And he believes that you know some kind of god or deity is here to help me through the way.
How much latitude do you give to an animator?
アニメーターさんにその変更とか何かを加えるっていうその自由度はどのくらい？
アニメーターの仕事に対してですか？
はい。
必要な時は全部やります。やり直しもします。
If it's required, he would.He will do everything. He will redo everything himself. そのじゃアニメーターさんが何かこういうアイディアでこういうふうにしたいですっておっしゃった場合は、
よければ採用しますけど。
If it's a good idea though, that coming from them.
そういうことはほとんどないです。
But it rarely happens.
Oh no, really?
Well, no wonder it takes 7 years.
だから七年かかるんです。Not that I had intended to take just 7 years well, to deliver the film.
We some of our I think we've beat you.
Really? What's the longest?
Wasn't it a good dino?
Arrow と少年という
eight years.
ピクサー作品は8年かかりましたので、
あれ大変でしたよね。
Yeah.
How large of a team of artists was on, say, The Boy and the Heron?
例えば前作君たちに関してはどのくらいのスタッフ数でやってらっしゃったんでしょうか？
大体今と同じですよね。
About the same as now?
ほとんどフルでやってた人が約500人いるんですよ。
500 were full-time.
いるんです。
Oh, wow.
Wow.
が
continuously.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
and he always says that it's expensive. Miyazaki-san, this is getting expensive.
Yes.
Mark-san もプロデューサーの立場から大きなチームですねと今おっしゃってました。
I would guess not all of them were working here.
ただリモートの方もいらっしゃる。
そうですね。
Yes. あるいは他のスタジオの方とかも。
そうです。
Yes.
other studios.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So freelancers, remote work, also artists from other studios. Because as you know, in Japan there's a lot of freelancer sort of studios, if you will. And you have to make sure that you can book them ahead of time. Because otherwise, when it's crunch time, you'll be able to book them.
Yes. I see. Are they nearby?
近くなんですか？その他のスタジオさん。
結構ね、この周辺にいろんな。
Yes, as you probably know, all the main animation studios around this area. Yeah. Alongside a famous train, one of the train lines. Yeah.
だから、まあ今回の作品作るときは、まあとにかくこのここのスタジオで
約150
人ぐらいいて、
the studio, people who are working here physically are about 150, and then I had about 300 others working in different places.
Okay. But must be people you've worked with before.
あ、でももちろん以前からお仕事なさってるスタッフの方々です。でなきゃビジョンがやはりわからないから、yes, absolutely.
だからまあ今同じスタッフをね、いろんな会社の人が取り合いなんですよね。
So in now the Japanese animation industry's climate is they're all trying to book the same people at different studios. So it's a bit of a struggle.
You have to plan ahead.
かなりじゃ。
仕事がなくて。
Which I actually wanted to ask, this is sort of a philosophical question.
There
is so much stuff being done, so many programs for people to watch all the time, and you see televisions on in restaurants and in people's houses, and it just doesn't... I wonder sometimes if that's good for us to have that much stuff that is coming at us instead of just...turning it off and paying attention to where
like
we are.
Like just in terms of content?
Yeah.
Yeah. あの、今の、まあ、あの時代というのはその本当にいろんな場所でいろんな作品が見られる状況、配信含めてできてしまって、それって私たちにとって健康的なことなのかなと自分は結構ピートさん悩んでしまうことがあるそうなんですね。
And you see people on their phones. And
スマホで作品見てらっしゃる方も見かけるし、なんか世界とちゃんとつながれてるのかなってちょっと思ったりしてしまうんです。
僕自身が全然そういうものを見ないもんですから。
Well, I don't watch on those things at all. So,
僕は平和です。
So, my heart is at a very calm place, peaceful place.
この作品はダメだったらプロデューサーが言いますから。
And of course the producer is always there to tell me this won't work.
それはもう形になしないだけで。だからあのいわゆる配信もね。
So even if it's streaming.
世界ではやってますけれど、実はこの日本では一切やってないんです。
Ah, so with Ghibli, when it comes to Ghibli work, they don't do it domestically at all. No streaming. Obviously, it's done internationally.
だから日本の人は映画館に行かなきゃ映画
見られません。So for the Japanese two audiences to see a Ghibli film, they would have to go to the film theater.
それだけはね、守ってます。
So that's one thing they are adamant about.
And I seem to remember reading that you had asked parents to only show the film one time a year.
Oh, really?
And they go outside. Is that right? Like when in the home video days.
Ah, home video の時代にご両親に目崎監督があのお子さんには1年に一度しか作品を見せないようにおっしゃったっていうのを読んだことがあるんですけれども。
I
have forgotten that. I might have said it. My wife is a very stern mother. So in terms of watching television and also film was limited. But he doesn't know whether that was effective for his children.
And
Eldest, as you know, is a filmmaker, animation, Goro-san, and his second son is in a block print, wood block print. That's how it turned out.
Yes, yeah.
And they always chase me out of the house. Oh, yeah. And that's why I come here. He's saying. But truly, Suzuki-san, he's saying that Yamazaki-san's working every day.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to come up with new ideas.
それは何か新しいアイデアとかをこう。
まあこの瞬間何が出たか覚えてません。
He doesn't know what he's doing in those moments.
あの展示品を作ってます。
But of course for the museum, a museum at the park, park の方、yeah. So they still have things that they'd like to display. So Miyazaki-san's also working on these objects.
僕がこう家内に追い出されるのは日本の習慣ではなくて我が家の習慣です。
But he just wants to make sure that the wife kicking him out to his workplace is specifically Miyazaki-san's house thing. It's not a general Japanese thing.
Is that a Michael DeWitt picture of the father and daughter?
父と娘のMichael
DeWittさん。
Yes.
His film that he did with your studio is amazing.
まああの一緒に組まれたレッドタートル素晴らしかったです。
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
Is he working on anything more?
何か新しい企画とかご一緒にとかいう話はない。特に今ない。
ジブリが協力してくれるなら彼はやるって言ってるんですけど。
Well, he is very interested in if we would say yes, we will be part of it or partner with you.
人材の不定で人がいない。
But of course, he has to, Suzuki-san has to mind the human resources of the studio, so not right now, it seems.
彼はまたね、もう一回長編をやりたいって言ってるんですけど。
But Michael does want to do another feature for sure.
That would be great. It's beautiful.
ぜひ見てみたいですね。
大変な時間を食うでしょうね。
そうですね。レッドタートルもね、あれ8年かかった。It's gonna take a lot of time. Red Turtle took 8 years.
Yeah,
8 years.
8.
Yeah. I'd heard from someone that he was doing a lot of little changes and tweaks, and that somebody, maybe you, had to say, look, if you want to finish this movie, we got to commit.
なんかピートさんが伺ったのはレッドタートルに関して、もう最後までもここがあそこがあそこがっていうふうにちょこちょこディテールを直してる方がいて、ついに鈴木さんが完パケしたいならもう諦めなさいっておっしゃったって。
No.
あのね、それをやってたのはマイケル自身なの。
That's Michael. Michael's the one tweaking.
月曜日から
from Monday
金曜日まで
to Friday.
みんな仕事やるじゃないですか。
You know, everybody's working.
マイケルが本当に仕事をしたのはウィークエンドなの。
But Michael, truly, for him, the most productive time was on the weekends.
全部直してもいいですかね。
And he would change everything, or redo everything. Yeah.
だからね、あれスタジオはね。あのパリの郊外にある。
And the studio is outside of Paris.
それで、ね、ヨーロッパ中のいろんなアニメーターが全部集まって。
And so, you know, all from around from Europe, animators had come.
だからいろんなね、国の言葉が飛び交ってる。
So it's fun because, you know, you hear all kinds of languages in the studio.
マイケルは全ての言葉を話すことができるんです。
Is able to speak. He's multilingual, so he understands all the conversations.
面白かったですけどね。
And Suzuki-san had a lot of fun watching that.
How do you distinguish between a change that's for you and a change that you think really is for the audience, or is that the same thing?
宮崎監督にこれもピート監督が聞きたいのは、この何かを変更する場合、修正する場合、自分がアーティストとしてそれを修正したいからしているのか、あるいはその届ける観客のことを思って修正しているのか、そこに差はありますか、それとも同じですか。
観客のことは考えません。
He doesn't think about the audience.
観客は自分たちがやったことに対して反応してくれるんです。
Because the audiences are going to react to whatever we put out.
観客に合わせることは、それは。
You don't have to match the audience because it feels like you're looking down on the audience if you do that.
That's interesting.
だから観客を想定するときに一番理解して一番感じ取ってくれる人を
But he does imagine, like, you know, when he's working and, oh, who is going to, this film be going to be seen by, he imagines the most sensitive person who will be able to really understand viscerally what the film is about.
I guess I was thinking of sometimes, especially in our world, people will fuss over little things that, you know, if you're looking here, and I don't really need to know whether the spoon is like this or that. But sometimes someone has a specific idea about it. But it doesn't really matter to whether the scene comes across.
プロットとは関係ないけれども、そのディテールが何かにそう聞いたりすることもあるので、それでちょっと伺ってみたかったんですよね。
観客が見落とすことがいっぱいあるんです。
There's so much that, you know, you know this, there's so much that the audience miss.
観客は見落とす権利を持ってるんです。
Upon viewing, 何をする？
見落とす。
And they have the right to do so. They have the right to miss.
理解しなくても何か伝わるんですよ。
Even if they don't understand, they're able to feel it. Even if they miss it, they'll feel it.
意識化しないものも受け止めてるんです。
So even if, and that's what I'm thinking. That's my belief when I'm working on my work.
こちらが考えている最良のものがこの画面になったかというと、まあ7割ぐらいしかで。
So he feels like, you know, the only he was able to put on a screen maybe maximum 70% of what he had wanted to do, if the best is 100. And that's unfortunately what, you know, where we lack as artists. Not enough, which makes him, you know, want to do better with the next project.
いつまで経っても次です。
It's always about that, you know, what can I do better next?
ピート・ドクターさん、ケルシー・マンさん、マーク・ニールセンさんとの対談の模様はいかがだったでしょうか。誰にでも感情の嵐は訪れる。どんな自分も丸ごと好きになれるあなたの物語を描いたディズニー&ピクサー最新作インサイドヘッド2は全国公開中です。この続きは来週お送りします。来週もお楽しみに。鈴木敏夫のジブリ汗まみれ。この番組はウォルト・ディズニー・ジャパン、ローソン、日清製粉グループ、au の提供でお送りしました。